but well pleased, you know, with new accommodation, and the boys are happy to be here again, you know, and the pitches are tremendous as normal. We're getting spoiled. We've had two good games, two completely different games. And it's been great, but looked at the trend this morning, and I'm very, very tired.
Yeah.
Due to the conditions, it was probably the poorest training session and since I've been back. And that's not too bad, I've got to show a bit of mentality tonight again. Eh?
They all say they've been fairly hard training sessions, though.
Well, still pre-season, isn't it?
It's got to be.
Last year we trained twice a day, and then we were here and played at night. So I'm being a bit softer on them, we're only training once a day and playing at night.
And are you concerned? I mean, there's an injury getting incurred with maybe strains and this knocks, and these games against Archer are about to come in later.
Well, it's up to us how we train it. You know, I thought our attitude was great last night, and the only time we looked to get any injuries, okay, Keir's was a little bit unlucky. When we started messing about in the last 10 minutes, and the pace of the ball isn't high enough. You keep knocking the ball about and moving, then you won't get any injuries normally. You can be unlucky, but. When your brain starts going, when you start feeling tired yourself, and you're not thinking quick enough, you know, and you're taking three or four touches, or your first touch isn't good enough, then you're coming in tackles, then you get problems. So it's up to them. I mean, we know they're tired. It's a mental thing, you know. You know, they've got to overcome their tiredness, because there's going to be games where you feel tired and all, and you're winning 1-0, or you're drawing 0-0, and you're battling to get a result. So it's good for the mental side.
So part of getting fit for the first game.
Part of getting physically fit and mentally fit. At the moment, it's probably more a mental thing than what else, because I'm feeling a wee bit sorry for myself because it's tired, because I'm tired and it's a bit warm.
I think I would be too.
I don't.
Gus McPherson, he seems to be doing quite remarkable.
Tremendous. He's looking. I mean, he's walking around tremendous. He's, you know, early days. I thought in probably about 6 to 8 weeks, but you know, the way we're looking at it now, might even be 3 weeks, if not before.
Must be thankful for his own testimonial, the night.
He's not really worried about his own testimony. I think he's more worried about Motherwell, to be honest.
Motherwell? Oh, the first game. Yeah, he'd like to play.
He'd love to play,
yeah. Okay. And that's all today. There's no other news of any sort?
No, nothing. Junior's back at the ground.
And
that's about it, really.
QPR not made any noises about him?
I don't know. I need to check the ball. I know he's back training. And we're playing the D-Night today, so...
Nobody else at the ground, nobody else training with us?
No. I think he's training with us. Sorry, a lad, I've just given training facilities. The Dutch lad that I knew from Nijmegen, Benito Campbell, from Motherwell. He's out of contract, but he's just training, there's nothing.
That's what I was wishing for, because I heard that.
No, but it's nothing.
That's fine, I'll just say that.
No.
Okay, so tonight's Bison, just another amateur team.
Amateur team, yeah.
And treated the same way as last night.
Well, I hope they treated the same way as last night. You know, because you get a good feeling. You know, they were very positive after it. You know, and there was a lot of good football. They created a lot of chances. In the end, we scored a lot of good goals. And hopefully the same. But it could be a wee bit harder because, as I say, they're feeling sorry for themselves and they're a little bit tired. So we need to get the head right.
Very good, thanks.